Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to a Thursday night edition of Stock Car Scoop, previewing Fontana. I am Brian Nolan, alongside Adam Cheekitz. Every Thursday and then every Sunday, we preview and recap the latest in the NASCAR Cup Series. Adam, we're going into a place that we have not gone in 2 years, Fontana, the two-mile bumpy oval, 50 miles east of Los Angeles, right by San Bernardino. Expectations for this race are what? You got a new car, you got resin on the racetrack, no track time the past 2 years. What's the expectation for this race, my friend?
That is a fantastic question and one I cannot answer because it feels like forever since we've had a race at Fontana. Two COVID-filled years, so it feels, you know, more like 5 or 7 years since then. Fontana's wildly entertaining. We've had a lot of good stuff there. You know, pretty much every major series in North America has raced there. IndyCar used to be fun, and then we had that one race that came very close to being a disaster, and they did not go back. The Cup Series, the last few years, has been really fun to watch. Alex Bowman won the most recent race there. It's a track that I think is going to be, it's of course very fast. When I talked to Tyler Reddick a few weeks ago, he said Fontana was a place he thought he might be able to get his first win at. I'm looking forward to seeing him and Larson ripping the top, you know, putting on a show up there. I think we're going to see things return to sort of parity among the top tier teams, your Kyle Busch's, your Denny Hamlin's, your Joey Logano's. I mean, maybe even Austin Cindric, but I think we're going to see a return to the top teams being at the top of the charts and a relatively calm race. I mean, you're going to be there. What do you think?
I got no idea because Alex Bowman was talking with the media today, and he's like, if you want to compare 2020 to here, you can't because there's going to be nothing alike. So I think everybody's going to go in with a blank slate. And I was talking with Zach Sterniolo of NBC Sports, and that sounds so weird to say, by the way. But anyway, but I was talking with him, and he was like, he was surprised that there was not more than 15 minutes of practice. And I was with him because we have not gone to this racetrack in over 2 years, 2020 being the last time. No track time in 2021, and with this new car, I thought they would get a little bit more practice. They won't. They'll get 15 minutes, and then the group qualifying, two different groups for one lap, two rounds. So we'll have to wait and see, but I got no expectation whatsoever. I do think they're going to get strung out a little bit, but I also think you can get some close calls and close action. Even a wrecker there for those that enjoy that. I personally don't. That's just me. But overall, I just want to see good racing. I think we'll see it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's been a while. Fontana's a track I really enjoy, so I'm looking forward to it for sure.
You know, one person that also really enjoys, that's Kyle Busch. I mean, he's kicked some B-U-double-T. He's won here 4 times. Did not win in 2020, though. That was to Alex Bowman, Martin Truex Jr., and Kyle Larson have also won here in the past. Are those guys the front runners, Adam, or could we see a new challenger, maybe like a Chase Elliott or a Christopher Bell, maybe even a Tyler Reddick get into the mix?
Well, Reddick's the guy I've got my eye on. We already kind of alluded to that. And I think Fontana is a place that lends itself to guys that can go fast is redundant because we're talking about NASCAR. But, you know, Larson has won there in Xfinity and in Cup. So I think it lends itself well to guys like him and Tyler Reddick. But I think we're going to see a return of the top teams in NASCAR to the top of the charts. Like I said, your Kyle Busch's, he's got 4 wins there in Cup. He's dominated in Xfinity. He won the last 2 races the Truck Series had there. But I'm also keeping my eye on guys like Tyler Reddick, Ryan Blaney, who had kind of a resurgence near the end of last year and carried that into the Daytona 500. I think you have to watch for him. He led more than 50 laps when the Cup Series last went there in that Kobe tribute car. I think he's going to be one to keep an eye on. Kyle Busch. It's going to be the top teams. That's who I've got my eye on.
Adam, last but not least, NASCAR did not hand out any penalties to Penske and RFK Racing after they compensated their tires this past weekend at Daytona. Was this a good call by NASCAR to willingly listen and work with the teams, or do you think there should have been some penalties handed down?
No, I think it was absolutely the right call. Everyone's getting used to this next-gen car. You know, you're going to have teams towing the line a little bit, absolutely, but that comes with the territory of having a new car, trying to adjust and see how far teams can go. And there's going to have to be changes and, you know, borders being moved throughout the year with what teams can do with these cars and what NASCAR can regulate. And we're all still learning these cars. All the teams are, all the drivers are. There's a lot of unknowns still. And I think it was good that they're willing to work through stuff. We're not going to know a whole lot probably until a month in, like we were saying. So I think that's the right call.
Adam, last but not least, let's dive into our picks.
Yes.
How did we do last week? And then let's dive into picks this week.
Okay. Well, I can tell you how we did last week. I picked Ryan Blaney. He damn near won the race, but he ended up finishing fourth as he crashed through the tri-oval. Your pick was Michael McDowell. He ended up seventh, also crashing through the tri-oval. So we both got top tens and both ended up with wrecked race cars.
All righty. Both starting out the week, or the year, I should say, with a top 10, I can deal with it. Not so fast, though, because they got wrecked race cars, but hey, that doesn't matter for us. So, with that being said, let's dive into the two-mile track in Pont. Adam, you picked first last week. I'll pick first this week. I got no idea. Alex Bowman won in the last race that we were at. I think a teammate of his wins this time around. I'm going to go with the 5 car of Kyle Larson to get the job done for a second win at Auto Club. First, though, with HMS, and HMS, once again, dominates at Auto Club. Jimmy Johnson won there a plethora of times, and I think they get back in the win column with the 5 car.
Given our established rule of not picking the same driver, I would have picked Kyle Larson, but I think I'll go with the other Kyle, the other champion Kyle in the field, and that's Kyle Busch. He's, like we were talking about, he's dominated there in the past. He's won a lot of races, more than 10 races at this track. I think we'll see the 18 go to victory lane on Sunday afternoon.
One thing is for sure, it's going to be a fun and very, very fast weekend. Flying in Saturday morning, flying out Sunday evening, literally about 2 hours after the checkered flag waves. I fly out at 6 or 5:40, and the checkered flag will probably wave around 3:30-ish, something around there. So I've got to do my post-race videos and boogie on out, because it's about a 10-minute airport drive to get to Ontario International Airport. But enough about me and enough about where you can find all my content. That will be frontstretch.com and my Twitter at TheBrianNolan. Adam, you can find him on Twitter. He'll be watching the race at AdamInCheek, and once again, at frontstretch. Adam, it's always a pleasure, buddy. I'll talk to you either in the Ontario airport or in the Phoenix airport. All I know is I'm going to be talking to you in an airport, buddy.
Yes, sir. Have fun. I'm excited. It's going to be a fun Sunday. It's going to be fun to be back at Fontana.
Yes, it will. Adam Cheek, Associate Editor, Lead Reporter, frontstretch.com, joining myself. For everybody here at the sports program, for Adam and everybody, I'm Brian Nolan. Have a great, great and safe weekend, and I'll talk with you guys, hopefully from an airport, on Sunday afternoon.